From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. The level of Lake Superior fell by 2 inches in December, less than the usual 3 inches, and now it sits just above 3 inches below the long-term average for the first of the year. The International Lake Superior Board of Control Tuesday reported that the level of the lake is up 6 inches from this time last year. The big lake generally rises from April to September, then drops during winter months. Lakes Michigan and Huron dropped 6 inches in December compared to the usual 2, and now are 6 inches below the long-term average. The 28-kilometer-long Banadad Trail is under new management. After 20 years, Ted Young of Boundary Country Trekking has handed the chores over to the newly formed nonprofit Banadad Trail Association. Parts of the trail are within the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The association will also manage 10K of other trails in the area, Lace Lake, Tim Canoop, and Tall Pines Trails. Young will continue to coordinate the trail's maintenance. Over the summer, volunteers have been working on the Banadad. Parts of the trail's remote interior have been widened. Much of the work was done by a crew from the Minnesota Conservation Corps. Due to its remoteness, these areas of the trail had been neglected for years. On the other end of the Banadad, outside the BWCAW, the Tall Pines Trail has been resurfaced. Once hand-cleared, the trail this time was smoothed out by a bulldozer with a grant from the Minnesota DNR. It was an eventful year in general for Cook County law enforcement, but Sheriff Mark Falk found the Christmas holiday pretty calm.
It was actually a good Christmas, fairly quiet. We had a couple of domestic calls, but nothing real significant, and it was just a good Christmas overall.
Falk elaborated on how difficult domestic incidents can be for participants and officers alike.
The holidays can either bring out the best in us or bring out the worst in us. I think it can be a fairly stressful time for law enforcement. You know, we provide a 24/7, 365 service, and for law enforcement officers, they're the ones that are out there working and not being able to spend time with their family and having to work. So I think that's one of the reasons it's probably stressful for law enforcement also. And then it's supposed to be a happy time, and so then they're responding to the, you know, unfortunately we had a couple of domestic incidences on Christmas, and there was no arrest made, they were verbal, but you know, you're responding to those type of calls, and that just adds to the stress. So I think that's really kind of one of the reasons it's really stressful on law enforcement also.
Falk added that part of the stress of domestics is not knowing what to expect when answering a call.
Can be some very angry people. You just don't know what to expect when you respond to those type of calls. And unfortunately, they can turn violent. And then we saw that this fall when a North St. Paul police officer responded to a domestic situation and ended up getting shot and killed, you know. And so that's unfortunately, you know, that's some of the stuff that you can end up dealing with responding to domestic.
Falk said there were a few things that happened during 2009 that kept his deputies busy. Some turned out well, others less so.
We had the ice storm in March, and we had the wind storm, obviously, that power was out quite a bit in the county, actually, with both of those. And then, you know, more on a personal level with the sheriff's office, we had the shootout in May that, you know, unfortunately ended in the death of the suspect. But fortunately for us, no officers got injured. But that's certainly something that you don't plan for, but you train for. And I think our staff did an excellent job in the response to that incident. We had a standoff in July. A young man was suicidal and stopped and held a gun to his head, and after 45 minutes talked him out of shooting himself and committing suicide. And he ended up, you know, giving up, and that was certainly an awesome accomplishment. And the gun was loaded and the hammer was cocked back. I mean, so he was serious. And obviously we had the robbery in October up at the casino. That certainly was a big event, and you know, that case is still ongoing. So you know, we're fairly busy this year.
For WTIP News this New Year's week, I'm Jay Anderson.